The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Curry Leaf Restaurant in Flamingo and Fort Apache in Las Vegas, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wine and great food on each and every episode. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here. They're tasting a little bit of wine as we speak, and they're looking forward to some of the great food that's going to pair with it coming from the chef in the kitchen. My guest tonight, of course, is Curry Leaf Restaurant. We've been offering good information about food and wine pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening, and tonight, of course, is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain you'll discover more about food pairing with wines in the future. Thank you for listening to Wine du Jour. You'll need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wine du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio. Plus, we're available on podcast and free on iTunes. And follow us on Instagram on hashtag Wines du Jour. We're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is sunlight held together by water. That makes sense. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here with Wines du Jour. But first, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the restaurant that we're in this evening, Curry Leaf, Flavors from India. They've been here since 2015 and doing a beautiful job. If you like Indian cuisine, and I have to tell you, there are not a lot of Indian restaurants in Southern Nevada, this is the number one without any question. So if you want to try out Indian cuisine for the very first time, this is the place that you want to go. They're on the corner of Flamingo and Fort Apache, well, just off the corner of Flamingo and Fort Apache Roads. It's easy to find.
Tropicana.
I'm sorry, Tropicana, not Flamingo. Where did I get Flamingo? I guess that's the street that I live on. No, it isn't either. Okay, here we go. Tonight we're featuring three wines as we normally do. Each of them come from a different area. The first one comes to us from our friend in Italy, from the Trentino area. It's a Pinot Grigio, which we happen to really like. It's really kind of a delightful thing, and we're going to pair some really nice things with it. Some beets along with the mango mustard sauce is going to pair with it. Sounds a little strange, but wait till you taste it. You're going to find that it pairs very, very well together. Wine number two comes to us from Estancia. That's in Monterey County, California, in case you didn't know. And it's the year 2013. And it's 12.5% alcohol and retails for about $10 a bottle. So it's very tasty, it's very reasonably priced, and wait till you taste some of the watermelon feta salad that the chef has put together. He has a little balsamic glaze that he puts on it with a little bit of house dressing, and it really tastes great along with this wine. Our third wine this evening comes to us from one of our favorite wineries in California, Clos du Bois, from Sonoma. That's the reserve area. It is a varietal known as Merlot, or if you're from Texas, you might call it Merlot. It's okay if you do. The retail price for this Merlot is about $19, and the percentage of alcohol is 14.5%. It's a year 2015. I don't think I mentioned that, so I just want to make sure I do that. And we'll talk a little bit more specific about each of the three wines when we come back. But we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about food and wine and food and wine pairing. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Is getting a full night's rest a struggle because your sheets won't stay in place? Do your sheets make you hot at night, causing you to toss and turn? I've been there, but not anymore. Thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets, I'm getting a full night's rest without the hassle of fixing my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton. It's called Giza, G-I-Z-A. It's grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. Its cotton is so super smooth and breathable, and they're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that'll fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code WINNER. That's right, free. That's MyPillow.com and promo code WINNER. Get yours today. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
Hi, this is Ron Sedgy, inviting you to join me for the Tonight Show of Radio every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Pacific Standard Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Now in our 24th year and well over 19,000 guests, the Ron Sedgy Show live originates from our Universal Radio Studios. Celebrities from TV, music, movies, literature, politics, and show business, at one time or another, they all come to the Ron Sedgy Show. So why don't you?
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at a beautiful Curry Leaf restaurant in Las Vegas, where you should be. You know, our first wine being a Pinot Grigio, I want to tell you, I think this is a perfect complement to appetizers. This is a very nice, crisp, a little bit of acidic wine that I think tastes pretty good. It goes really well with soup. It goes well with pasta or white meat, even fish. So it's a very versatile wine, and it retails for about $10 in your local store. So you want to check it out. Mezza Corona Pinot Grigio from Trentino, Italy. 12.5% alcohol is the percentage. And the reason we're interested in the percentage of alcohol isn't like, you know, driving and drinking and all that sort of thing. It has to do with whether or not the wine is going to be compatible with food. The higher the percentage of the alcohol, and we're saying all the way up to 16%, it will pair okay with food. We talk about 12.5 to 16. Those are the numbers that you normally find in the retail store on the amount of alcohol in your wine. However, if it's more than that, it's a little more difficult. Tonight, we're pairing this Pinot Grigio with some beet, with a little mango mustard sauce. And I think you're going to find it pretty good. It'll be about 10 more minutes before they bring it out, but I think you're going to find it tastes really well. And so you have an opportunity between now and the time it does come out to taste this wine for what it really is. It has a little honeysuckle notes to it. I think it's very tasty. I like the acidity to it. It's perfect for appetizers and soups and things like I already mentioned. But it has a nice green, crisp apple taste. And I think that's very, very nice if you're going to start out your meal with a nice little appetizer wine. Something like this is a perfect choice. Again, $10 retail is very reasonable. You know, we consider in the wine business, we consider a wine very reasonable of $20 or maybe even $25 or less. Anything less is reasonable. When it gets down around $10 or $9 or $8, it gets to be a little questionable as to the quality of the wine. So you just have to be kind of careful. So don't go in and arbitrarily buy a case of something that you haven't already tasted. But again, here we have a little bit of 12.5% alcohol, 2017, so it's got a little bit of age on it. Pinot Grigio from Trentino, Italy. Mezza Corona is the name. Mezza Corona. Two different words. Mezza Corona. So it makes it pretty good. It's kind of an elegant flavor to it. I like it, and I think you're going to find it's very, very nice to go along with the beets that they're going to be bringing out here shortly for us to pair with it. You know, beets is kind of something we don't see an awful lot of. Did you know that beets come in different colors? Oh, most people don't know that. They think beets are all red. They're not. They come in different colors and therefore come with a little bit of different taste. Close, very similar in taste, all of the different colors, but definitely if you were to taste them side by side by side by side, you'd see that there is a little bit of a difference in the taste. So please don't assume something, or maybe you learned something tonight. Who knows? But beets are a good, healthy thing to eat. Getting them from the garden, if you're lucky enough to have a garden that you can grow beets or tomatoes or that sort of thing, that's beautiful. But if you get it at the store, try to get it, just kind of wash it off, slice it, and just take a couple bites of the beet raw. You'd be absolutely amazed at how tasty it is. Then, of course, most people boil their beets. Some people roast their beets, and some people grill the beets. All of those are fine. It kind of depends on your own personality and or what kind of food you're going to pair that with, because generally you don't just eat beets by itself. You can, of course, but it's not normal. And generally it goes with different kinds of meat. And what kind of meat might that be? Well, typically you'd find that it would be something like beef and or pork in particular. It'll go well with fish. It'll go well with chicken. It'll go well with other things as, in addition to that. But that would be where you'd find it most often. You can find it definitely in appetizer section at most of the better restaurants around. So you can kind of keep your eye open for that. I like the fact that it has a little bit of minerality to it. And I don't know about you, but minerality kind of goes along with pairing with food. And so that's a good thing. If a wine has some minerality, chances are it's going to be food friendly. So it's not strictly the percentage of alcohol, but also a little bit of minerality. Heavy or light or none at all, whatever the case may be, is the way you would probably figure all that out. So beet or beetroot, if you will, is what they're serving to us as we speak. And let me tell you, it not only looks good, but I have a feeling that this is going to taste really well with our Mezzacorona Pinot Grigio from Trentino, Italy. Looks great, I'll tell you. Well, you know, the chef here at Curry Leaf is very talented. He's also an engineer, in case you didn't know that. Literally, he graduated as an engineer and decided he loved food better than he did engineering, and so he got into the restaurant business. Believe it or not, that's the way it turned out to be, and that's kind of a behind-the-scenes bit of information, but it's true, and I think you'll find that the food comes out of the kitchen here is just first class. Everything that they put out is really, really good. He has a good palate, and he has a good mind for cooking, even though engineering is not necessarily a food-related item. You can find that but the chef here is very good at Curry Leaf Restaurant. After we finish with the Pinot Grigio, we're going to go off to California with Monterey County, a Sauvignon Blanc. And you may or may not know that Sauvignon Blanc, of course, originated in France, like almost all wines have, Cabernet and all the others. The reds and the whites come from the French area. I just have to say that Monterey County is a really good place for growing a number of different varietals of grapes. And, of course, without question, Sauvignon Blanc is one of those. Chardonnay is another one. If you go to Monterey, and I hope you have an opportunity to do that, there's a beautiful bay there, the Monterey Bay. And right off to the bay, there's just a couple little towns that are just so much fun to go visit that love wine. A lot of grapes are grown in that particular area because the weather is good for it. And you find that mostly white wine, but there are some red wines that are very, very good. But mostly white wines are grown there because of the weather in that area. You have a almost 24/7, 10-mile-an-hour breeze that goes on 7 days a week. And that breeze keeps everything on the cool side. I don't mean cold, but keeps it from, instead of 100 degrees, it might be down to 85. You see what I'm saying? So that's a good thing, and it makes it a little more compatible with your daily chores, but also it keeps the food working out real well to pair. And so a little Mezza Corona Pinot Grigio is a good thing. And our second wine, after we finish this one, is going to be from Estancia. And you may or may not know that Estancia comes from the Monterey area. Monterey, California, that is. And the alcohol percentage on it is 12.5%. So it's kind of interesting, but they're both exactly the same, 12.5. So when we get down to our third wine, it has to show a little difference. It's a little more powerful, if you will, with the percentage of alcohol in that. It will be from our one of our favorite wineries in California, Clos du Bois, and that's in the Sonoma area. And you may or may not know that Sonoma sits just north of the San Francisco Bay Area. Sonoma is a county, pretty good size county. It also has a city named Sonoma. There's a lot of varietals grown from the Pacific Coast all the way to a mountain range on the east side of Sonoma. So Sonoma's pretty big. It's got a lot of variety. People there are friendly. The town of Sonoma is very friendly. We spend time there when we come from the Las Vegas area with a group of people. We typically will stay in Sonoma if we're doing the Sonoma County area because it's pretty much centrally located. And there's some excellent wines, good hotels, reasonable prices, and very nice restaurants in the Sonoma area. So if you're interested in going into the wine country and you're coming from the Bay Area, as an example, you just go across the Oakland Bridge and you're almost in the country right there. Another 10 miles and you're in the wine country. All the way in Sonoma, again, is very large, so you don't drive through it in 20 minutes. On the other hand, there's a lot of winery. I don't know what the number is. I think there's like 380 wineries in Sonoma County. There's a lot. Well, you know, people don't realize it, but there's over 5,000 wineries in the state of California. You know, we used to talk about 14,000, 14,300, 14,100. It's over 4,000, and now it's over 5,000 wineries. So it's incredible. There's new wineries almost every month opening up in California. And I need to let you know that these are all nice wineries. Don't get me wrong. Most of them are very small. And typically, a winery that's small that's opening up in California probably is growing its own grapes, two or three different varietals, and then they make wine out of those, and that's what they're selling. So it's kind of like custom made, if you will. And it's kind of fun to go drive around and stop at these small little wineries and taste some of their wines. Some of them are absolutely wonderful, but they don't have enough volume to be able to, you know, put it in your local retail store, especially if you're not in California. So you never hear about them. So if you have an opportunity to go to California, I suggest you spend a day or two just going through wine country and tasting wines. The idea is not to drink all the wine you can find, but the idea is to taste wine. Tasting wine is about an ounce to an ounce and a half, not a gallon to a gallon and a half, or a bottle to a bottle and a half. And if you keep it to that, you can taste quite a few of them without being affected in any way in terms of like driving or feeling funny or whatever the case may be. So tasting wine, I think, is a very important thing, and especially if you have an opportunity to pair it with food. Because, you know, my slogan, if you will, is wine is food. And I truly believe that, and I've never had one person ever dispute that. So that's a good thing. And I'm sure I'm right. Wine is food. And if you consider it food, it's a lot easier to pair it with other kinds of food. In other words, I suggest, and the medical profession all around the world now suggests that you have one or two glasses of wine with every dinner meal. You know, it used to be we talked about having wine on Friday or Saturday or that type of thing. But this is not gin or vodka or scotch. This is wine. You know, the party things like the tequila and what have you, that might be for Saturday or Friday or whatever, but wine is not. Wine is food, and it should be available and served, if you will, with every dinner meal And again, one or two glasses. Okay, what does that mean? One or two glasses? A big glass, little glass, or what? Well, let's just talk about that for just a second. In the wine industry, we talk about a glass of wine being between 5 and 5.5 ounces of wine. Now, in typical restaurants where they serve wines by the glass with dinner or with meals, they're usually around 6 or 6.5 ounces. So the price you would pay for a glass of wine in a typical place that's not a fine dining restaurant might be, just say as an example, might be $5. But the one that's for the restaurant that's a little bit on the fancier side, it may be $1 or $1.50 a glass more. Same wine, just the price is a little different. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about wines du jour here on Wines du Jour. Be back in a moment.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dingus, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
Are you tired of the courts usurping your freedom? America is supposed to be a democracy, but 9 unelected justices sitting up high in Washington, D.C. are making laws which they have no right to make. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRNTalk.com. Richard Nixon's a practicing attorney and noted author, and we talk all things legal, all things constitutional from a strict constructionalist perspective. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here at Curry Leaf Restaurant, Flavors of India. You know, speaking of India, I know a lot of people say, okay, I've heard of the country India, but did you know that there are more people per square mile in India than any other country in the world? You can't hear me? Okay, sorry, a little bit of a communications here. At any rate, the fact is there are a lot of people in India. And India is actually broken down into regions, and they normally say 4, but there's truly 8 regions. So it depends on how in detail you are. A lot of them have 2 different regions with different styles of food. And that's kind of interesting because, you know, the British owned India for an awful long time. And when they left, a lot of the traditions that they had become commonplace in India. And they still have some of the things that are very British-like, if you will, in India. But we're talking really about making food taste good, and curry leaf is a great place to do that in. The flavors of India. 2015 is when Curry Leaf opened. That's the restaurant here in town. You know, that's another thing I want to mention about India and Indian cuisine. Most people aren't familiar with it. There are very few Indian restaurants. And I have to tell you that I've been in a couple over the past years that were not really very good to start with. However, the one that we're talking about today is Curry Leaf, and it is probably the best restaurant in the state of Nevada when it comes to this type of cuisine. It's not so difficult. It's just that there's a little bit of uniqueness, if you will, on what they put into the dishes that make it very Indian as opposed to typical, I call it boring Indian cuisine. So, Mezza Corona is, of course, the name of the Pinot Grigio coming to us from Trentino, Italy. That is the wine that we're pairing with the first food, which is that beetroot that I told you about. Boy, I have to tell you, it's very, very tasty. And a lot of people have never had beetroot, if you will. And so they didn't know what it was. It just looked like a little a ball of red ground up whatever, and you taste it, and boy, the flavors and taste in that beetroot were very, very good. And then, of course, they had a little sauce around it, which is what they call a mango mustard sauce. Very, very good. Okay, now we're moving to number two, which is the Estancia Vineyards, California, Monterey County, Sauvignon Blanc. And Sauvignon Blanc is a very popular white wine. It's the second most popular white wine in the world. The first being, of course, Chardonnay. There are more people drinking Chardonnay around the world than any other white. Some of it is good, some of it is not. There are over 250 different variations of Chardonnay. So just because you've tasted one and doesn't like it doesn't mean you don't like Chardonnay. You need to taste some of the others. it's just not quite as simple as you would think. And that's just not uncommon with a lot of different varietals, Chardonnay being one of them, of course. Sauvignon Blanc is another. Cabernet Sauvignon is also another. They all have different species, if you will give you a different taste. And, of course, the most important part is wherever that varietal is grown, the weather conditions and so on is the most important part that's going to tell you how it's going to taste. Just as an example, I mentioned earlier about Mezza Corona in Trentino, Italy, and then moved over to Estancia, where we are right now, in the Monterey County, California. Well, let me tell you, that Monterey County is a very good area for growing grapes and making wines. So if you find a wine that you're not necessarily familiar with, but it's from the Monterey County, there's a good chance you're going to like it. So you might want to try it either by a glass or by a bottle, whatever works out good for you to get started. But I don't suggest that you buy, you know, several bottles until you really know what the wine is going to taste like. That's with any of them as far as that goes. But Sauvignon Blanc is a very good varietal. This one that they're serving here, this Estancia Vineyards, this is a beautiful presentation. They have watermelon feta salad. Watermelon, beautiful. And the taste is good with a little balsamic glaze and a little house dressing on top of it all. So we need to go to another break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Estancia Vineyards. We'll close the doors, if you will, on the Mezza Corona Pinot Grigio, the number one, And we're going to move over to Clos du Bois, Sauvignon, Clos du Bois, Alexander Valley when we come back. Be back in just a moment.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
This is Dave Hull. Don't miss the newest couple on the air, myself and Mike Horn. We're together in the lounge, you know, here at CRN Digital Talk Radio. Call in and join us for talk radio like you've never heard talk radio before.
It's the legendary Dave Hull returning to the radio airwaves. That's right. Join Dave Hull and yours truly, Michael Horn, Fridays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, and throughout the weekend. Check out all the information at CRNTalk.com, CRNTalk.com.
These days, here in Los Angeles, the cutting edge is the edge we all want to be on. And if you want cutting edge Mexican food, go to the Mercado chain, Mercado, Mercado Taqueria, Maradentro, and Extra in downtown Los Angeles. It's both classics, and it's also a new wave of dishes, things you've never tasted before, plus great, amazing cocktails. They do wonderful things with tequila and with mezcal. And Mercado, Mercado Taqueria, Maradentro, and Extra, the best Mexican food in the new wave.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Welcome back to Wines Du Jour. We're here at Curry Leaf Restaurant on the Tropicana and Fort Apache intersection, if you will, not too far from the corner. And it's in a beautiful little restaurant, freestanding building. The people here are very friendly. The recipes are outstanding because the chef is very well experienced. You know, basically he's an engineer, but he turned out to be in love with food, and he's really delved into making it the best. He cooks in the kitchen in his own restaurant, and that's a very good sign. And I have to tell you, everything that comes out of the kitchen is first class in taste and presentation, value, everything. He doesn't charge too much. It's just a place you need to come to. Curry Leaf Restaurant, Indian cuisine here in Las Vegas. Well, we talked a little bit earlier about the Mezza Corona Pinot Grigio, which we had from Trentino, Italy. Very tasty. $10 retail. 12.5% alcohol, which is very, very reasonable and means that it's very food-friendly. And food-friendly is exactly what it is. That beetroot that they put together was really very tasty. Most people never even thought about beetroot, and now they've had it and said, my God, how could I have gone so long in my life without tasting it? So it's good. And then we moved over to number two, the 2013 Estancia Vineyards. That's from California, Monterey County, Sauvignon Blanc. And Sauvignon Blanc being the second most popular white wine consumed in the world. Chardonnay being number one, but Sauvignon Blanc is actually, if you were to pin me down and make me tell you, I would tell you that my favorite white wine to go with food is, without question, Sauvignon Blanc as opposed to Chardonnay. Chardonnay is okay. It doesn't go with all kinds of food. It just depends on the type of Chardonnay it is and so on, and the type of food that you're talking about. But when it comes to Sauvignon Blanc, it's a little more general, and boy, it's very, very tasty. And Sauvignon Blanc is by far more reasonably retail priced than Chardonnay, too. So maybe it's a little less expensive, but you're going to get as good or better taste and flavor and more variables, if you will, available through the Sauvignon Blanc than with Chardonnay. Now, this watermelon feta salad that they paired was really good. You know, you can take watermelon, and people don't think about this, but a lot of people have a watermelon at home. Take it and slice it into one-inch cubes. You know, put it on a plate. Take a little balsamic vinegar and a little bit of extra virgin olive oil and blend it together and pour it over that that watermelon. Let me tell you, you've got something that's very tasty. And then if you want to go a step further, which I like to, is to take a few pieces of feta cheese and float right on the top of it. So a little feta cheese, a little bit of the balsamic vinegar, and a little bit of watermelon. You've got yourself a heck of a nice little salad. And with a nice glass of wine, like we're having here, the Estancia Vineyards California Monterey Sauvignon Blanc is really a very nice combination. Blends very well with it, and I think you'd be happy to try it. Balsamic glaze is what we like to call it. That's just balsamic vinegar. You know, you can buy that in a bottle in the grocery store or any retail store that sells groceries and so on. It's not expensive, and it's very versatile. And if you take that with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, blend the two together, you've got yourself a very nice vinaigrette dressing. And you can put that with all kinds of salad things like greens. It could be also, what I like to do is to take French bread and cut it into one-inch square pieces, put it onto a baking sheet into a 350-degree oven for about 10 to 12 minutes, take it out, sprinkle a little granulated garlic over the top of it, a little salt and pepper, let it cool down, and then add that to my salad every time I serve it. Let me tell you, it's 10 times better or more than buying croutons in a grocery store. That's a shame. You know, it really is, because you think, oh boy, croutons. But when you make them, and I just told you how to do that, when you make them, it is, I'm not kidding you, 20 times tastier than that store-bought. And it's just as easy. And you can make a batch at a time. You could take, you know, say half a loaf of bread. I don't think you want to do a whole loaf, but take a half a loaf of bread and make croutons out of it and put it into an airtight container of some kind, and you could serve that for a couple weeks without a problem, and it would be 10 times better than anything you ever bought in a grocery store called croutons. Wow. Easy, but good. And it takes very little time and effort, so that's a good thing. Now, that Sauvignon Blanc, of course, is a very popular wine. In this case, I like the fact that it has the color of it is, I call it straw. I don't know what you might call it, but it's a light yellow color. It has some tropical fruit flavors too. That's what I like about taking a nice Sauvignon Blanc and pairing it with some kind of food. It's kind of crisp. Acidity is good. It's got a little honeydew melon to it. Things kind of like out of the ordinary, if you will, but still very, very food friendly and very reasonably priced as well. It retails for about $10 a bottle. So, I mean, my goodness, how much cheaper can you possibly get and still get quality? You've got it here. Estancia Vineyards, California, Monterey County, Sauvignon Blanc is what we're talking about. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what we've done so far, but more importantly, Clos du Bois, Sonoma Reserve, Merlot. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return, right here on Wines du Jour at Curry Leaf Restaurant in Las Vegas. Be right back.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Curry Leaf Restaurant, the Flavors of India in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, I mentioned earlier, I'm just going to do it one more time, and I promise not to do it again in this hour, and that is the Flavors of India are big time here at Curry Leaf, and I don't know of any other Indian restaurant that has quality food that this restaurant has. And believe it or not, the prices are great. I'm not going to tell the chef, but he could raise his prices and nobody would complain, if you know what I mean. So it's a real bargain to come here and find something that tastes good, something that maybe you're not familiar with, and that is a cuisine from a country you're not necessarily too familiar with cuisine-wise. The food here is really good. The service is great. Nice, clean restaurant. It's a great place to visit. So I suggest you try Curry Leaf Restaurant here in Las Vegas when you get a chance. Okay, so far we've tasted that Mezza Corona Pinot Grigio from Trentino, Italy. That's very nice. And we had a little beetroot with a little mango mustard sauce along with it. It was very, very good. Surprisingly good, I guess is a good way to put it. And incidentally, that wine retails 12.5% alcohol percentage, just so you know, at about $10 a bottle. The second one that we tasted was also a 12.5% alcohol at $10 retail, and that was the Estancia Vineyards, California, Monterey County, Sauvignon Blanc. Boy, what a nice one that was, with that balsamic glaze. That watermelon feta salad was really very, very good. You could do it by itself or with this wine. It would be very, very interesting. And so I hope those of you that have come to our show each week have an opportunity to discover something that maybe you hadn't thought of to serve at home. In other words, if you're having friends over for Saturday lunch or something like that, you'll come up with some ideas that we've served here at the show that you could do at home without a lot of work and impress the heck out of them, because they're all very, very good. Our third wine and our final one for this evening that we want to talk about is a 2013 Clos du Bois Sonoma Reserve Merlot, or if you're from Texas, Merlot. It actually is grown in the California region of Monterey County, if you will, but we want to call it Alexander Valley to be a little more specific. And let me tell you, that's a great place to grow grapes, especially things like the Sauvignon Blanc that we're having. So the chicken tikka is what we're serving with it. So we have a nice Clos du Bois Sonoma Reserve Merlot to go with this chicken tikka. And chicken tikka is the name of the dish, but this is a combination of course, chicken, a little tomato sauce, some sautéed spinach, and it's really very good. A little Indian curry doesn't hurt anything. So you need to know that curry is something that we can find in a bottle or in a box in most stores that sell herbs and spices, no problem. And you can add or subtract your flavor and taste to it when you get ready to use it. I like to use a little bit of red pepper on mine. I like to put a little heat in it. I mean a little now. I'm not talking about something that's going to blow the top of your head off. But if you get something that has a little balsamic glaze or maybe, like I said earlier, a little Indian curry, something like that, and put a little heat with it, it's just really, really tasty and goes very well with wine. And, of course, as we know, wine is food. That's what we want you to think of. And, of course, pairing, like we're doing right at the moment, the chicken tikka along with the Clos du Bois Sonoma Reserve Merlot is really nice. And Merlot, of course, is a red grape. Merlot is also blended typically with Cabernet Sauvignon. It's not an uncommon combination, maybe 80% Cabernet Sauvignon and 20% Merlot makes just a beautiful red wine, and that's what they would probably call it, is red wine. You need to know that if there's anything added to a particular varietal, and I'm just going to give you another example, if you want to call it Cabernet Sauvignon and you're putting it in a bottle, you cannot have more than 25% of another combination to add to that. Although you could have 24% or 23 or 22 or 10 or whatever, as an example, we might put a little Merlot, blend it with our Cabernet Sauvignon, but we'd still call it Cabernet Sauvignon because at least 75% or more of the juice in the bottle is Cabernet Sauvignon. Does that make sense? It hardly ever do you find, and I'm going to use Cabernet Sauvignon again as an example, you hardly ever find 100% Cabernet Sauvignon in a bottle. There's almost always 1, 2, 3, 5, 10% of another varietal added to it. And what those other varietals do is they add a little bit of flavor and taste and maybe even a little texture to the varietal, depending on which one you're talking about. So there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make it cheap or ruin it in any way, shape, or form. And most always, it enhances the taste and the flavor of that juice. That's a good thing. So chicken tikka is something that I suggest you check out. If you're not sure, you can go to your website and just Google chicken tikka recipe, and you'll be right on. I want to thank you for listening to Wines Du Jour, Food and Wine. Huh? Okay. So remember that wine is an alcoholic beverage made from grapes, generally from fermented additional, without the addition of sugar. Oh, okay. Without sugar, acids, enzymes, water, or nutrients. And it is a good thing. So for choosing, thank you for choosing Wines Du Jour and drinking responsibly. Okay, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on here. Be back in just a moment.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dingus, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. How excited was Kelly Clarkson to voice Moxie in the new animated film Ugly Dolls?
I was excited because I'd seen kind of what the concept of the movie was, and I was like bawling because I thought it was so sweet. And honestly, I was stoked because I felt like I wouldn't really have to act much because her character is very similar to mine in real life. She's a little bit more over the top. She was such a positive role model, and I have kids. And she was pink, which my four-year-old daughter was very excited about.
Ugly Dolls, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Welcome back to Wines Du Jour. We're talking mostly a little bit about Indian cuisine from India. And I want to tell you something I thought was a little bit interesting is about one-third of the people that live in India are vegetarian. That's pretty wild. Now, that means that they have their meals mostly without meat. And meat, in this case, would definitely be about probably beef. One of the things that they're very, very big on is a product that you've probably heard of. In fact, you can buy it already blended for you in retail stores. It's called garam masala. It's a diverse use of spices. Sometimes there's as many as 10 different spices all blended together to make a garam masala. So please try it. Buy a bottle if you see it when you're in the retail store. And sprinkle it on maybe a pork chop or maybe a piece of vegetable that you're going to grill and put it on there. You'd be amazed at how great it improves the overall taste of that particular product. So that's a good thing. Very diverse use of spices, very good. Now, the traders in Arabia and European traders, the went down into India, took it over for a number of years. And when that happened, the people that live in India, the natives, if you will, have discovered or learned or been talked into trying different things when it comes to flavors and tastes. And what we have now is the Portuguese moved in as well. The Persians, if you will, we don't have Persia any longer, but you know, there was a country we called Persia. They were typically a cream or a butter sauce. That's what they have a lot of. And so they started doing that sort of thing in the Indian cuisine. And so now you will find some of the sauces are actually creamy, which before they weren't. They were just downright dirty, if you will, 8 or 10 different spices blended together and then put on the meat or the vegetable or whatever the case may be. So the Indian cuisine is very versatile, is very unique, and it has a great background that's very, very different, if you will. So if you are into that sort of thing, you might want to go to your local Google and try Indian cuisine and find out a little bit about the history of Indian cuisine, which is kind of, I think, very, very interesting and a lot more diverse than you would expect. Now, in the Hindu group of people that are in that particular area, they abstain from using any kind of beef at all. In fact, it's a very, it's a faith, if you will, not having any type of that. And the Muslims, you probably know, never eat pork. That's just the way it works out. So I want to thank you for listening to Wine Jazure here at Curry Leaf Restaurant. Wine Jazure continues to be America's number one premier wine and food pairing syndicated program. So remember, wine is food. For more information about food, wine, and travel, visit your updated website, leskincaid.com. And you're always looking for more people to be interested, that are interested, I should say, in food and wine and food and wine pairing. So pass the word and give them the time and station so that you can also benefit, so they can also benefit from this information. Remember, wine is an alcoholic beverage from grapes. Generally is fermented without the addition of sugar or acids or enzymes or water or other nutrients. Yeast consumes sugar in the grapes and converts it to ethanol or carbon dioxide. So don't you just love it? I do. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. Please use a clean glass in the future in case you have any questions. And get our app automatically downloaded on your food, on your smartphone. Just dial #250 and say CRN Talk.